holding here in Perek Yud Beis. So Perek Yud Aleph had been a whole dialogue, a whole polemic with the philosophers who speaking about what is the important what's the important chachma that makes a person close nitzchias. So the philosophers felt that any type of chachma which is sort of transcends and is greater than this world, which includes malachim and all sorts of other beings, that's what makes a person kind of nitzchi. And that was the logic of the philosophers, that when your mind is involved in something that is transcends this world, that's you, that becomes yourself and so on. He explains why that's not the case. And now he's going to debate one or two more points around this with the philosophers. Is Baalach Apek Shabbal Pe'edim Nemanim Kiyidiyas HaTorah Yosim Esugah Liknas Hatzlacha Nitzchis Mashiik Nodem Vias HaChachmos. He explained why Yidiyas HaTorah, even though we're speaking about Shoshe Nogach and we're speaking about very mundane things, it still is something which brings a person to Nitzchis much more than Chachma. Im Shenoyde Lahem Kim Amdal Nekudas Hemes. In other words, even if we'll admit that what they're saying, things that they say are true, so still we're right. Ve'im she'emes einekach, even though lemaisa, parenthetically, they're wrong. In other words, even if the points they made were right, I'm still right, but be'etzem they're wrong. Kirochku mamish kirchoik kaba sevim min akudish abetoichoi. They're like a circle around a point. They're circling the point, but they're never hitting home. So he's going to add more points about what they're wrong. The understanding the tekufa that the Maral lived in. The Maral lived in the 1500s. The 1400s was the summation of the Spanish philosophers. That was the world, that was Jewish philosophy at the time. And they, a lot of them basically took off from this point of Aristotle and tweaked it one way or another. And he felt that the Etzem approach is wrong. In other words, it's not a question just of adding who's the right malach or whatever it is. The whole and he's pointing, he's going to argue on a few points that they make. Da ki yiru ki ha'odom roi lelikas atzlocha nitzchus b'idias nimtzoyim v'amalochim agalash adon asher mitzias haylam v'dova zeh nimshach ladas chitzoyin sheyesh lehem v'ashem oimim k'odom pachas ha'yitzira shfal abriyam nagalgalim v'kol shkim ha'malochim v'sherichu heim b'sipo shevach malochim ha'galgalim v'zabriya sh'odom. So he says that the reason why they're saying this is because in their mind, a person is a very, very humble being, and a malach and a galgal and others are extraordinarily elevated beings, and therefore, at least thinking about them makes a person more elevated. In other words, besides the etzim process of thinking about these things and so on, the idea of the malachim and so on being such extraordinary beings and we being such humble beings means we're getting a boost by thinking about malachim. So many psukim that man is nothing and so on. Being a person is made of physical matter, etc. So it comes because there's a certain preset understanding about the gadlus malachim. So that Adam is the most of the Bria. The goal of those are comes having might. The Dosh is even a Cossack and a lock of its Avalach Marcos Pecha, Mihu Godel, Hashemer and Nishma. Bezel Beemis, if Hashem says Malachim should watch over people, so Peabody, Bezel Beemis Daska Chomim. The Kor Malachim Algamshma Vodim Shamshan El Nivroim, Bechsiv Bekro, Vaikos and Himber Kia Shemaim Loyal Arts, Bekitilas Biosom Wife Dave Shamshan Soilom. Well, Nivrulasum Cloud. The Adam who Ika Bria Shakol Nibir Bishviloi, Wubel Vad Kola Metsias, Loyzulase. The Im Shodom Balchayme, it's true, a person's a Balchayme, Hini Mitzat Selom Alekim, Shinivra Boy, Yeshla Maila Mushkaf Malyonim, Vishavu Mokamacha, at Bishvul Maila Selom as a Shaykh Labatera, Shemitis Esser Imachim Isper Ever Adam. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this. This Etzim Machlokas is a Machlokas, old Machlokas. The Ebenezer brings up Besadigon and he argues with him about this point. Nefesh HaChaim, in the beginning, Nefesh HaChaim speaks about this. And basically, his point is that it's both are correct in a different sense. Adam, the way he is as such, is physically inferior to a malach. I say physically, I mean, Adam is obviously a bria shvela, a fela, v'chulun, all those things are true. Adam, as he can be, certainly supersedes supersedes Malachim. There's no limit to the potential a person has, and therefore, it's like the Malachim, it says by Adam, they said, you know, Adam is, we're going to mistake and think that Adam is Elikus. By Yaakov Avinu, says Malachim, Oilam v'yardim, Oilam v'staknum, and the Mustiukna going down, and Mustiukna. Adam in potential is way beyond. So one nekuda is there's a difference between Adam as he is and Adam as he could be. Two, and this is another point. If we're to ask ourselves, what is Adam? What is the tachlis of bria? And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? The etzem, it's Adam. Malach's role in the bria is there to be mishamish. If I can give a muscle for it. Imagine a Rebbe has his first son, his oldest son, his first son, and so he's obviously the Rebbe to be. Now, you hire the best Malamdim for him, so when the child is learning by this Malamed, the Malamed is vastly superior to him. He's grown up, he's smarter, he's accomplished, etc. But the understanding is that everything is around this little prince who's going to become a Rebbe someday. So yes, as is, he's Messiahis to the teacher as being, you know, the Beatle, but that's all coming from what's Iker and what's Tafel. The Tachas the Bria is Adam. And therefore since that's the realization of Bria, the Malach, he may be superior at the moment, but the point is the tachlis is to bring Adam to his madrega. And the Akeda has an arichah someplace about debating who is more chashev. Somebody whose innate teva is good, he's a giver, he's a giving person. From the day he was born, he's always sharing and giving. A person has to work hard on himself. So he says, Aristotle says that the person who's innately good, he says that's because Aristotle's perspective on the world was different than ours. His perspective of the world is as is. So certainly somebody who's a very good person from Teva, he's a giving person from the day he's born, he's always sharing, that means his Teva is good. So he's a better person than the person who bets him their Teva is not to be so good and they force themselves share. But if we understand that the Tzuras Adam HaSholem is someone that can get himself to do what needs to be done, even though his body is resisting, If that's a Tarsa Bria, then that person is superior. And so he said, my disagreement with Aristotle starts much earlier. If you take the world as is the person who is more perfect to start with is the more perfect person. If you take the Bria as being a potential, then it's a different story. Ramesh Shapiro said once, he spoke about it, says the world is Toiv Ma'oid. So yes, what does the word ma'oid mean? In other words, there's a superlative. When a person does things, we use superlatives because it's never absolute. So I say, this is a good meal. This is a better meal. This is a still better meal. This is a fantastic meal. And because, you know, it goes in Madrigas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koveya something, it's absolute. So if something is tov, it's tov. Where's the room for A plus? You know, it's absolute. So what does tov ma'od mean? So Moshe said that tov, the word ma'od means potential. V'chol ma'odcha means with whatever resources you have at you. So it says the Mashal Chazal that ma'od is Yetzirah. Because the ma'od of the ma'od of Adam is the potential that he has, and that's realized specifically when he struggles with Yetzirah. Tzalkopanim, Adam is greater, and that's because of the tzalim akim that he has. Ulefikach ha'teira, she teira sa Adam ashesh et tzalim akim kedugas alachim u'ashlamas Adam leibzulase. So kein roish shushlam agadol bepachos. So let me ask you, let's using this point that he's made, that Adam is more chashem malachim. So how can we say that studying about malachim makes a person more chashem than he is? Even following that same idea that a person is trying to be shalom by studying about it, but you would assume that's something above him when in essence they're not above him. That's why Torah is what Chachamim what Chachamim made such a big deal about. The operational, let's finish. This is the point that was marked let's discuss one or two points here. First of all, he says, there's a Sefer Ikrim that speaks about, he says, you know, you take a look at every Bria, and every Bria is born basically the way it should function. A little dog is only little because he had to fit into his mother's womb. As soon as he's born, he pretty much can do things, and that's why his transition to adulthood is very rapid, much more rapid proportionately, even than his years of living. So a typical dog will live X amount of years. He matures much more. All Balachai mature much more quickly. They mature to a degree that they basically are born finished, except for the need to compact them and put them in mother's womb. But they rapidly become adults. People have an extraordinary long tkufa of becoming an adult. it's one of the things that evolutionists grapple with, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, how does it help the survival of the species if people have to struggle with teenagers for 10 years in their home, before they get them out of the house? Unless you say a teenager is the matter of the species, what's the point of it? It's a very good question. Why in the world does Adam take so long to develop? So the Ikram says that is Tzuras Adam, the developing person. So the ability to become something way beyond what you ought to start off with, that's Tzuras Adam. And the Mela, it's much as Mela, not much anything else. He says over here also, Behine Toiv Ma'od Oisis Adam, which he says a few places, and that's Moshe's point about Tov Ma'od and so on. I want to add something more about this. What he's saying here is that Adam becomes the Tzura Bria and Torah is that Tzura. In other words, like this, the Torah is not laws of do's and don'ts. For instance, let's take a look at the laws government imposes. So you're not supposed to go here, you're supposed to go there, you're supposed to pay taxes, you're not supposed to do this, not supposed to do that. Those are all laws imposed so that we function as a society and so on. We don't say that a law-abiding citizen is a mila in Adam. We say it's a chisaron if you're criminal. If you're a criminal, you're destructive. One way or another, you're it's a detriment to society. If you're talking about, let's say, on the other hand, a person is learning how to play music, how to dance or whatever, it's not the pshat these are laws imposed on you. They're trying to bring out from you the discipline of a dancer, let's say, is such that when you perfect it, you have a way of expressing yourself with your body that is very different. So Torah is something which gives the person a tzura to aspire to. The person is a different person when he's Adam Taif. It's not that he's not doing bad. It's something else. It's a positive attribute. And even the mitzvah's essay, there are mitzvah's essay like taxes, let's say. Taxes are not making you a better person by paying taxes. It's a necessity. You need to have serving the military. All these things are things that are necessities. It has to be done. That's it. But to say that the person is transformed into a higher Daiga Adam, that's with Torah. And the whole world, when we speak the world as being a good world or a bad world, it's all Shaykh to Adam. So just like if a person does good, we speak about his household. Also, if there's a couple who's doing good, we don't just say him and her doing good. We're saying the whole house is a house of chesed. It's a welcoming house. It's a holy home, whatever you want to call it. It elevates everything with it. Since the arena for Adam is the world, so b'meila, it's something which has a chshivas to it. It's the entire world. So Adam is a tzura to the world, but by dint of the fact that this is what Kosh Baruch Hu wants, he wants Adam to use the entire world to reach a certain dagger. Klala is W. Sorry. V'zeh omer peches abatim nistakalti be'ikvav shel Adam be'kmoshnei gagali chama. It says that the Benayahu over there, when he was uncovering the bodies, he looked at, he went to Masar Pele, he saw the akevus of Adam, and he said that like shnei gagali chama. Akev is always considered to be the bottom end of a person, the lowest end of a person. So he says, Akev is always considered physically the furthest away from circulation is the heel. If a person has any problems, he loses sensation in his heel. The snake bites in the heel, etc. It's always the furthest, lowest part of the person.
The
So in other words, where the brightest, most refined object in the world ends, that's where Adam begins. So again, it's important to bear in mind, Adam kishla'atzmai is not a cheshev etzura than anything in the world. If you look at Adam kishla'atzmai, if you look at Adam mitzad his potential, then Adam transcends everything, because everything in the world is limited to its cheshivas. It's just like the mashal. You know, in a classroom environment, you'll be very mishabeach, somebody who's a mitzuyan, somebody who does well, and so on. But sometimes you will put a lot of effort into somebody who's not the best student, and you'll explain it because of his potential. He's got such a brilliant mind. I need to keep pouring effort into him because he could supersede everybody else. So Adam, and since the tachlis of the bria is doing it yourself and so on, therefore Adam is better more than mechuvin the bria. Klal adava ki mispa mitzvas esse mispa mitzvas lois esse ulehashim ha Adam asha Adam ukmoi tsur la olam ubeshvul ze atoyri yashlamas ka olam ubepnei kach hatana zocha elu shneim biyachad. He said chaviv Adam shiv betzom lakim v'omar chaviv in Yisrael shenosan lahem kli chemda. So the etzem surah of somebody who can transcend himself is more chaviv. In other words, what are Chazal telling you when he says chaviv Adam shiva b'tzom lakim? He's saying that Adam is chesher than a mouse. What's the chavivness to what? Bal korchach, it's distinguishing Adam from any other type of bria that there is that could be shayak to such a thing, which are the galgalim, the malachim, whatever. The vare chaviv min bal chay. Asherot zeleimah mitzad shu betzal lakim chaviv av min alachim. Ba'omar ki yesh kan chi bal chiba ashnos lahem klei chemda. I want to add one more point to what he's saying here, which is sort of a hemshich to what he said before. He spoke about in the Maimah before that Adam is his point over there was. The real nitzchias, the real chshivas, etc., is the chibur talikus. In other words, no matter how chashiv a nivra is in his own right, it doesn't compare to the fact that he could be mischaber to the higher. Ultimately, if you're looking for the superior being in the world, it's not that it is on a high madrega mitzatzma. It's on a high madrega mitzad its chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that's the absolute chshivas in the world. No, it's Torah is the only bridge. It's the ratzon aloiki that I can attach myself to. In other words, everything in this world, science, in its broader sense, deals with nirvana things as they are. Every barrier is limited to its knowledge about itself. Let's take balachayim that they consider to be very intelligent. Whichever balachay it is, its intelligence is always within itself. It knows how to hunt for food. It knows how to run away. It knows how to count. You know, the crows can count. They can count how many people are chasing them and who's gone and so on. The center point of their knowledge is about their world. There is no such thing as looking out of their world. They're self-centered Brias, that's what they're meant to be. So there's no Bria, no matter how shalom it is, There can no be on that. Adam can. The Rambam does actually say a little different. The Rambam speaks about Malachim Galgalim, that they're makir likus. He says that Madrego Malachim is dependent on how far along the line they can be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be arguing, but I don't think so. I don't think it has to be that way. I think the pshat is the one distinction between Malach and Adam is whether or not Adam Malach is limited to one aspect of Likus. Refuah HaMalach is all about refuah. And therefore, even him being masig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's through the lens of refuah. And that's why it's called refuah. He's the malach that is shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu through refuah. So it can be a line leading HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, by definition, it's somewhat of a distorted picture. So Lamashal, imagine light is shining through the two windows. One window is not a very transparent material, and the light I get is dim. The other window is very transparent, but it has some sort of chromatic aberration. It passes only red light. So I have here white light coming through in a little bit of a darker shade, and I have brilliant red light. So yes, the red light is giving in more light, but it's only one particular angle of that light. So Malachim are beings that are toifis one particular aspect of Likus. So even if we'll learn and understand, and again, I don't know what the others hold, but the Rambam does say that they're Masig Likus, but through their particular prism, through their particular Nekuda. Adam is the barrier that's cradled everything, and therefore, in as much as he's masik, alikus, it's a much more genuine picture of it. It's a question of quantity, how much. But a person can relate to all aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, the idea of Adam, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like that. Let's just finish up the next paragraph. Klal Adava. Ki mispa mitzaseh, mispa mitzas loisa sehu lehashem es Adam. Ash Adam point sura la oilam. Ubishvilza teri ashlomas kaloilam. Urdekaha tana zahilashem beyahad. Chavi wanashevitam la kim. Bamachavim is soshastam kle chemdash veneva oilam. La hoiris ki Adam is at sura salmoi. Shubitam la kim uchavi. Achu sura kaloilam. Hefech me Adam shematam regis Adam. The imloi hoyadas hazal loima ki chavius la kaloilam. Afme alochim. Letzoch loima kodam chavi. So klapi malachim, Adam is also the tzalmakim, which malachim are not, because each malach is one particular knech. The word tzalim in the Maral, in many places when it speaks about it, sort of transcends any one particular item. It's the klolius atzura of something, and that's what Adam is shayach to. So b'meila, Adam starts out by being chaviv simply because the musik being potential, and Torah is that which brings out the potential, and therefore that's the chibi Yisrael Chayisul has. So all Adam, the muscle, everybody, a goy can't learn Torah, but a goy can become a Jew. He can choose to be good in Zion Sinai, but he can become a Jew and learn Torah. So b'meila Adam as such has himself the potential, and Yisrael has actually Torah, which brings him to that. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, points, whatever.
This is that we said from the Akedah that Aristotle held. That person who's innately a better person is better.
Yes.
That to do with Aristotle in Ruchnius, that he's makhish things that he can be masik. This sounds like even something that a guy would really be masking to.
It could be. It really depends. Let's take a silly example, but that's okay. Imagine somebody asks you, which is a better bed? You have a bed that's made out of solid oak or whatever good beds are made out of, and you have a folding cot. Which is a better bed? So if the purpose is to lay down to sleep on it always, then this more solid bed is a better bed. If the tachlis is to be able to bring it to your sukkah, to be able to take it out for a guest and give you room and so on and so forth, then the folding cot is a much better bed. In other words, the word better really depends on what it is. So like you said, Aristotle saw the world as it is what it is. And b'meila, I have to look around at everything that is and ask myself the relative values and merits. If the world is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to become, which is totally out of the world of Aristotle, so b'meila, whatever has the most potential and whatever is because it uses potential, that's chesher, that's higher. So it really depends what you're starting off with, what perspective are you starting off with.
What's pshat in the Rishonim that go with Aristotle? I mean, obviously, Avoda is the Nekuda HaMerkazis.
So they're saying that the way of looking at it is more, certainly we get Tzchar, and Tzchar Shabbat wants us to perfect it and so on, but absolute perfection is what is. They sort of go along, you know, Malachim are absolute perfection. Adam is given a chance to become a Malach, so we get Tzchar for it, the Kach Baruch wants that also. But if you look at it, I mean, we also are Moida that we are, that a Malach Vasher Husham is a much Cheshav Bria. I mean, Manoach said we're going to die. We saw Malachim and I'm not going to be able to live. So, right now, Bashar Hashem, everybody's moida that's true. I mean, I don't know if the Ram disagrees or not, Bagabonim, but the Ram does say this piece, you know, we are given the Cheshivas and the Rebbe Sadigorn, and we're not told so much. And that's what Nev Shechaim is trying to say, that they're both talking about two different Nekudas. Bagabonim, not sure, you know, who's referring to, but Bagabonim, the Nev Shechaim says, it's possible if we ask ourselves, who is right now more of a Kaddish and Torah? There's no contest. Who is closer to Mechuvan Abriya, who has more potential to become bigger? That certainly is Adam. So I don't know if we have to look at it as Machlekes. Okay. Good, Tafel.
Tafel and Zanakar.
Okay, call Tafel.